Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. It is the post-Thanksgiving Day conundrum. What to do with what is left over? And while, you know, we love a good turkey sandwich, it's nice to try something different every now and then. And we need to get a little leftover inspiration. For that, we've called in an expert. Julia Tertian is a best-selling cookbook author, food writer, and host of the podcast Keep Calm and Cook On. And her acclaimed 2018 cookbook, Now and Again, is all about deliciously repurposing leftovers. She has a new cookbook coming in March called Simply Julia, 110 Easy Recipes for Healthy Comfort Food. I'm sure we will invite her back on in March to talk about that. But right now, Julia, we need your help with leftovers. Thanks for joining us on this Friday.
I'm thrilled to be here and to talk about one of my favorite things in the world, which is leftovers. So, yeah, thank you for having me.
Listeners, we want to hear from you. What did you cook yesterday, if you cooked? What tips do you want for repurposing? Are you looking ahead to Hanukkah and Christmas and need some ideas? Call us with your questions. Julia is here for you. 646-435-7280. So, Julia, what was your Thanksgiving like? What was your Thanksgiving table like this year?
My Thanksgiving table was small. It was just my wife, Grace, and myself. Our two dogs were under the table enjoying some turkey scraps. But we had kind of a typical Thursday. We just happened to have turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing for dinner. So it was small and quiet and just full of a lot of gratitude just to be here and be healthy.
Make sure you say hi to Grace for me.
I will, absolutely.
So what does the leftover situation look like?
Sure. Well, I started this morning with the breakfast I look forward to the most all year, which is some leftover bread stuffing that I crisp in a hot skillet and then I top with a fried egg. And to me, it's the whole point of making stuffing. It's great Thursday night for dinner, but I think it's just the best thing in the world for breakfast.
You actually dedicate a whole section in Now and Again to No Stress Thanksgiving. So what are some of your favorite dishes that you make every year for these fall and winter holidays?
Sure. You know, I think that holidays invite, you know, enough stress, and I think the cooking shouldn't add to that as much as it tends to. So the things that I make that really stand out to me are I always make stuffing. As I mentioned, it's the thing I look forward to the most. And I always love making my gravy ahead. I think gravy just inspires anxiety in so many people that just is not required. You can make it ahead. So I did that, and I always put a little apple cider in my gravy. I like having it in the fridge this time of year. So, yeah, those would be my two things that really make the holidays stand out more than just, you know, any other dinner.
Before we get to the Thanksgiving leftover do's, what are some of the Thanksgiving leftover don'ts? Things that you just, you lay down the law about, Julia?
You know, I don't know that I have any don'ts. I feel when it comes to leftovers, there's so much freedom. I think there's like a lot of pressure with the meal itself to have things very sort of perfect, whatever that means to you. But when it comes to leftovers, you know, even standing in front of the fridge eating cold mashed potatoes with a spoon out of the container, I'm fine with that. You know, whatever makes you happy. So I come to leftovers with very little judgment. So yeah, I can't think of anything that's a don't.
All right. So well, you said leftover mashed potatoes. In case somebody heard that and thought, that's not happening. I'm not eating cold mashed potatoes with a spoon in front of the refrigerator. What are some of the, how do we reheat them so they don't get disgusting? Mm-hmm. And then other options for our mashed potatoes that are left
over. Sure. Well, I think if you, just want, you know, a hot bowl or plate of mashed potatoes, you don't want to turn them into anything else. I think a great way to reheat them is to heat up some milk or half and half, any kind of dairy you have in your fridge, maybe with a little bit of butter too. And get that really hot on your stove and then pour that into your leftover mashed potatoes and use that hot kind of, you know, dairy milk mixture to heat them up, and it will just make them even richer. So that's kind of a really nice thing to do. And in terms of kind of reinventing them, you know, I think mashed potatoes, you mean it gives you this ingredient that you're well on your way to, like, a really great soup. So you can add them to, you know, if you've made some turkey broth or something like that, you can add mashed potatoes and make kind of like a creamy potato soup. You could add some cheese to that, you know, make something really warming. So I would lean into their texture, that they're soft, and just go with it and, you know, turn it into something different altogether.
Claire has a challenge for you. Claire is calling on line one from Chelsea. Hi, Claire. Thanks for calling All of It. You're on with Julia. Ooh,
Claire.
Hi, Claire. Claire, line one. Oh, Claire just dropped off, so maybe she'll call back.
She's good with her leftovers.
Well, you know what? I'm going to step right into Claire's spot because I have questions about my leftovers. All right,
sure,
so
please.
Anybody who follows me on Instagram knows I got a little excited about the mac and cheese yesterday. And it was very small in my house as well. We decided to everybody stay put. So I made enough mac and cheese for a small army. Well, it was very exciting, but it just kind of kept growing and growing. Any ideas about what I can do with leftover mac and cheese?
Sure. Is it a very creamy mac and cheese, or was it like on the drier side? And there's no wrong answer.
It was not soupy by any means.
Okay.
It was pretty hearty.
Okay, good. So I think what you can do with that, you know, when you put that in the fridge and you pull it out and it's cold, it's like super solid. You can cut that up into cubes. I know that sounds really weird, but it's going to be totally solid and let you do that. And then you can dip them into some beaten egg and then some breadcrumbs. And then you can just pan fry them and make like amazing, crispy, delicious, like mac and cheese bites. That's like a super fun thing to do. Like, I think just lean into the indulgence and have fun with it. That's like a pretty amazing snack. So that's what I would do.
I wish you could see my face right now. It's somewhere between shock and delight at the idea.
Well, mission accomplished then.
My guest is Julia Tershin. She is giving us some advice on leftovers. Our phone number is 646-435-7280. Aaron is calling in from Brooklyn. Aaron, you're on with Julia.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I have a diabetic child in the house, so I'd like some suggestions for a turkey. I usually make a turkey salad for her with some mayonnaise and onions, but do you have any other ways to smash it up?
Sure. I appreciate that question, Erin. My wife, Grace, actually is a diabetic as well, so this is the kind of thing I think about all the time. I actually love doing a cold turkey salad that's a little different than your normal kind of like tuna or chicken salad with mayonnaise and celery and onion. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but hits the spot. But I like going in a different direction and shredding the leftover turkey. And then I mix it with a really, really simple mixture of equal parts soy sauce and lemon juice and olive oil. And I put a little freshly minced or grated ginger in that. And I mix that together with cucumbers and cilantro. It's a little bit like kind of inspired by sort of Vietnamese flavors. And it's just fresh and bright. And it's super low carb, which, you know, if you live with diabetes, is something we're all aware of. So that's something we'll be having later today in my house.
Good luck with that. Okay. We believe Claire is back. Claire from Chelsea.
Oh,
on
great.
Line seven with a challenge. Claire, are you there?
I'm here.
Claire, what do you ask? What's your question for Julia? Oh, I think Claire's listening to herself, listening to the radio. Claire,
well,
are you there?
I appreciate her listening.
Okay, I'm going to ask Claire's question for her. Matt, take down Claire's
sure.
line. Claire's question is, she has boiled kale from yesterday, and she wants to jazz it up.
Wonderful. So a recipe that I actually am so excited about that's in my next cookbook, which you mentioned at the top, called Simply Julia, is kale that I consider sort of white pizza style kale. And so if you take that boiled kale, it could be steamed kale, whatever, cooked kale, and you mix it with a little hot olive oil and garlic in a skillet, and then you top it with some ricotta cheese, some fresh mozzarella if you have it. Any type of cheese would be fine. Cheddar cheese would be fine. And stick it under your broiler and broil that cheese on top. Mm. It's so delicious. And then I like topping it with a little bit of all the things I love to put on my slice of pizza. So I'm thinking like dried oregano, garlic powder, you know, red chili flakes. And it takes kale from this, you know, kind of like, you know, boring thing to something like pretty exciting and delicious. And it's really, really easy. So that's something I love to do with any cooked greens that are just sitting in my fridge.
Let's go to Marilyn, calling from Manhattan on line 3, has a turkey thigh question. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. I shared a turkey with a friend who cooked it, and then I discovered the thighs were not fully cooked. The breast was perfect. Even the drumsticks were fine. But the thighs, and I think probably the wings, are not cooked enough. Certainly the joints were kind of pink. And I'm wondering now, for the leftovers, what might be something good to do with that dark meat, which is so good but is a little undercooked. Mm-hmm. I'd say it's maybe 10 minutes short. So it's what to do with my thighs, but it's not a cosmetic question.
You're so funny. What to do with your thighs? Well, first, I think it's so great you shared your turkey with a friend. I think that's really wonderful. You could, if you just want simple roast turkey, you can just put them right back into the oven, you know, cut them off from the rest of the bird and just roast them. And, you know, when they're done, you could put a little pat of butter on them if you want. You know, it could be that simple. But you could also take the thighs of the wings and brown them in a skillet and then take them out and then add some, maybe some onions and garlic, other aromatics to that skillet. You could add, if you have any leftover gravy from Thanksgiving, you could add that or just some chicken broth. And then you can return the thighs and the wings to that pan with that kind of like aromatic, delicious kind of brothy or gravy mixture and make basically like smothered turkey thighs or, you know, and wings. And just let those cook for a little while till they get really, really tender, kind of falling off the bone. You know, that dark meat with the bone just has so much flavor. So that kind of transforms it into a new and different thing if you're a little tired of roast turkey, which I would understand.
My guest is Julia Tershin, author of Now and Again and Simply Julia. We're talking about what to do with leftovers, repurposing. She wrote a whole book about it called Now and Again. You can give us a call, 646-435-7280, and Julia will take your calls. After a quick break, we'll talk to Gabrielle, who has some leftover spinach but says she is all dipped and chipped out. Stay with us. This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. My guest for the rest of the hour is Julia Tershin, author of Now and Again. She is helping us figure out what to do with our leftovers. Let's go to Gabrielle on line 1, calling in from Queens. Hi, Gabrielle. You're on with Julia.
Hi. Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thanks for having me. I've, never called before, but I'm sitting here in my kitchen chopping up some leftovers and going to feed my compost worms in a little while, but I thought that I would call in about my spinach artichoke dip. I have a nice amount of it left, and I don't want to keep going off with the chips, so I'm wondering if you have any good ideas.
Well, I envy you. I love spinach artichoke dip, and I wish I had some extra sitting in my house right now. But if you don't want to just keep dipping, I would suggest using it as a filling for like a grilled cheese sandwich. That would be really great. Spread on some bread and, you know, griddled kind of in your skillet. Get it really crispy on the outside. I think it would also be a pretty amazing filling for an omelet, or you can make a big frittata if you're feeding a lot of people and you don't want to make individual omelets. I think it would work well in any of those places.
Ooh, that sounds great, Gabrielle. Thanks for calling in. So I have a question. I'm guessing a lot of people who had scaled down Thanksgivings like I did have this problem. You can't get a little bit of cranberry sauce. So there's quite a bit of cranberry sauce left over in my household. Any thoughts?
Sure. Can I tell you a very quick and funny story first?
Which of course.
One year, when I was spending Thanksgiving with a lot more people than just my wife, you know, not during a pandemic, there was a lot of leftover cranberry sauce, and my dad thought that it would be a great ingredient to make a cocktail. And so he sat at the kitchen table just mixing, you know, a little juice glass with cranberry sauce and vodka. And he kept trying to get the proportion right, but he kept drinking it to try and get to the proportion right. And I think it's like the most inebriated I've ever seen my dad. So that's one option. You can use it in a cocktail. But I also think you can use it to fill a really simple pastry. So you can make like a galette, which is basically, it sounds like a fancy thing, but you just roll out a pie crust. And then you put a bunch of cranberry sauce right in the middle. You know, it's already sweet. It's already cooked down. And then fold the edges of that pie crust just over. So a little bit in the center is still exposed, and bake it. And you'll have this like wonderful tart that you can eat, you know, in the afternoon with like a little tea or coffee. You can have it for breakfast. No judgment here. You know, serve it for dessert with some ice cream. Cranberry sauce is also great just as an ice cream topper. Like vanilla ice cream with a spoonful of cranberry sauce is wonderful.
My brain went straight to breakfast on that one. Thank you
so much. Yeah, you can use it with like yogurt or oatmeal too.
So, that would taste great. Yeah. Oh, that would taste great with oatmeal. Oh, but the galette with some Greek yogurt. Oh, that would be really delicious.
Yeah, I'm like craving that now.
Oh, me too. Okay, line two is Daniel. Daniel wants to sort of correct something that happened with his turkey yesterday. Hi, Daniel. Okay. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. So I did a dry brine turkey, and it came out salty, so salty, it's not eatable. So what can I do with so much meat? For example, I thought maybe I can put pieces of salty meat into water for the pasta. So the water would be salty, and then some salt came out. What can I do? Thank you.
Yeah. I think your idea to use the sort of overly salty meat, you know, too salty to eat, as something to kind of season pasta cooking water or something like that is like a really good instinct. So I would chop it up and use it as you would use something like country ham, you know, another really kind of like salty meat ingredient, and use it in something like making a big rice dish or like a gumbo or something like that. Maybe use a little bit to cook down like a big bunch of greens. Think of all that really salty turkey as like a seasoning meat rather than like your main course. And if you have a lot of it, which it sounds like you might, you can always freeze some of it and take it out later. Because if you're only using a little bit at a time, it might be hard to get through all of it. But yeah, I would go in the direction of using it to season something that needs a lot of seasoning. So rice or potatoes or a big pot of a soup or a stew.
Good luck, Daniel. Let's go to Susan calling in from Ridgewood on line three. Hi, Susan. Thanks for calling All of It. You're on with Julia Tertian.
Hi, I have a quick question. I don't eat meat, and I'm really would be curious if you have a recommendation of what to replace it with, like as a main hearty thing. I also don't like too forky or any of that stuff. I was wondering if there was something you might recommend, something that I could potentially repurpose the next day or use gravy on, you know, that's satisfying but not necessarily a full-on replacement.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think the best part of most meals, especially Thanksgiving, are all the side dishes. So part of me thinks, like, I don't think you need to try and replace it with something, but I think just make sure there's enough side dishes to make a really substantial meal. But if you want that kind of, like, big centerpiece kind of thing, which I understand, I think like stuffed vegetables can be really special. I think in the way that roasting a big turkey or another big piece of meat feels like a special occasion, taking the time to stuff vegetables can have that sort of feeling. So I'm thinking about something like, you know, big juicy portobello mushrooms that maybe you stuff with, let's say, some cooked onions and peppers, maybe even some walnuts in there and cheese. You could do that with butternut squash or any type of squash, acorn squash, delicata squash, cut it in half, scoop out the seeds, stuff them, bake them. And you get that feeling of like, oh, this is a special dish that took a little extra time. And then in terms of, I know you asked about those things that you could repurpose, any of those things can, after you've taken the time to stuff them very lovingly and bake them and serve them, if you have leftovers, you can actually then just chop them all up and add them to, you know, a big pot of cooked pasta, you know, with those chopped up, say, stuffed mushrooms or something. That would be like a delicious meal the next day. So, yeah, I think it's something that can serve you today or tomorrow.
Good luck with that. My guest is Julia Tertian, author of Now and Again and Simply Julia. She is giving us advice on what to do with leftovers. Her entire cookbook, Now and Again, is all about that. Our number is 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. So I want to ask you a question. Some people were able to, you know, maybe eat outside, so they had a sort of a more traditional kind of Thanksgiving, so they might have some of the traditional things left over. And you have a recipe for leftover turkey and string beans in your book that's got some interesting notes in it. You've got cucumbers with soy and ginger and turkey and string beans. Tell me a little bit about this dish.
Yeah, this is a little bit kind of like what I was describing. I think Erin was the caller who had the child who was diabetic, and this kind of cold turkey salad is just one of my favorite things to do because it takes your leftover turkey in just this completely different direction. So it goes from this big, you know, hot thing that you eat to like a cold, bright salad. So I sort of described a version to her, but yeah, the one in the book includes lots of string beans, which is a side dish I usually have at Thanksgiving anyway. So it's a way to combine two leftovers into something that's completely new. So if you have any leftover cooked green vegetables, like green beans or maybe peas or even that that boiled or steamed kale that the other caller mentioned, all those things can be enjoyed cold the next day. So doing a vinaigrette with, yeah, soy sauce, ginger, olive oil, lemon juice. Instead of the lemon juice, you could do a different acid like lime juice or rice vinegar. A few drops of fish sauce in that mixture would be really, really delicious. So make this kind of like assertive, kind of punchy dressing and mix that with your string beans, your turkey. Make this bright, crunchy salad. And it just feels like a completely different meal. But you've done all the hard work, right? You've cooked the green beans. Mm-hmm. You've cooked the turkey. So you get to have this like really wonderful new thing that just feels like something completely brand new, which is one of my favorite ways to approach leftovers. Like, it doesn't have to be the same thing again.
Let's talk about another traditional dish, roasted sweet potatoes or yams. Let's say you got a little enthusiastic, like I did, and you made too many. Is there any way to repurpose it into a sweet potato pie?
Sure. I mean, sweet potato pie starts with cooked sweet potatoes, right? So you're already on your way there. So I think that would be a wonderful idea. And you could also make other baked goods. Like a neighbor of ours recently dropped off. He had gotten this gigantic pumpkin and he roasted it and pureed all the pumpkin and he was left with just too much, you know, to go through just himself. So he gave us this container of roasted pumpkin, which, you know, so much work went into, right? You know, he got that thing, he peeled it, he roasted it, he put it through a food mill. So I wanted to do something really special with it. So I made these pumpkin chocolate chip muffins. So I just used that pureed pumpkin, just like you would a can of pumpkin in something like a pumpkin pie. I used that to make the muffins, and they were so delicious. And then I got to drop off some muffins for him. So, you know, he gets to have his pumpkin in this whole new way. So you could do the same thing with your sweet potatoes or yams for sure.
Let's go to Carrie in Manhattan on line one, wants to offer her suggestion for leftovers. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi. Great listening to you this morning. So my suggestion is what I call the Tom Terrific. Take a nice hearty bread, toast it. Leftover turkey and other essential ingredients are the stuffing dressing, the cranberry sauce, a nice layer of mayo, and anything else that's left over actually goes great with it.
Just put whatever's in there, the kitchen sink Tom Terrific sandwich.
Whatever you have. Yes, very popular and keep people eating for days, and then you can go on to the next culinary delight.
Fantastic, Carrie. Thanks for calling in. My guest has been Julia Tertian. Julia, before I let you go, let's say you have some apples left over. I wouldn't say someone in this house does. I do. Yes, I do. Apples left over. What can I do with some extra apples? I have a lot of apples, I admit.
Yeah, my counter, I have a huge bowl of them. One of the things I love to do with apples, especially this time of year, is just roast them. You know, make a big tray of baked apples, which is something my mom made all the time when I was growing up. And those are great just on their own. You know, we talked about certain things for breakfast. So a baked apple with some yogurt on it, you could put a little spoonful of that leftover cranberry sauce. Like, that's really wonderful. You can chop up that roasted apple and put it on your oatmeal. And you can also take those roasted apples, and if you have a food mill, you can pass them through the food mill and make just the most delicious roasted applesauce. So it's going to have more flavor than your standard applesauce because you've roasted them. You know, you've concentrated the sugars and all the natural wonderful stuff that's in apples. So that's a great thing to have just in your fridge for like a snack, or you can then repurpose the applesauce. You can make like an applesauce cake. You know, the apples can keep going forever.
And let's say you've done a good job. You kind of just have a little bit of turkey left, a carcass. Can you give us the most basic steps to creating stock?
Sure. Put that in a pot, cover it with water, bring it to a boil, turn it down and let it simmer as long as you possibly can. The longer it cooks, the more flavor you're going to extract from, you know, those roasted bones and everything that's left there. So if you add a little salt to that, that's the only other ingredient I would add for the most basic. And if you want to get, you know, a little bit more creative or add some more flavor, you can add other aromatics like, you know, onions, carrots, celery, garlic, herbs, that kind of thing. You can roast those vegetables first to add more flavor, but it can be as simple as, you know, whatever's left on the turkey carcass, water and salt. That's it.
Anything? I mean, I know people sometimes throw the stuffing in there. Are you pro stuffing in the stock or no?
I have never heard of that, and I mean, I really try to be very open-minded, but the idea of not just enjoying your leftover stuffing just makes me feel so sad. I feel like I would
hands off the stuffing, people.
Eat the stuffing. Yeah, while the stock is bubbling, eat your stuffing is what I would say, but, you know, teach their own.
That was diplomatic. My guest has been Julia Turgeon, author of Now and Again and Simply Julia and the forthcoming Simply Julia, 110 Easy Recipes for Healthy Comfort Food. Thank you so much for being with us, Julia, and we'll see you in March.
Thank you so much, Allison. I love talking to you, and I appreciate you having me on.